Chrissy Weir was first elected to Ventura City Council in 2003 and served as deputy mayor for a two-year term. She was re-elected to the council in 2007, at which time her fellow council members selected her as mayor. In her professional life, Chrissy has been a school teacher and a managing editor at Gospel Light Publications and freelance editor and writer. Chrissy is the founder of the Grant Park Conservancy, founder and board member Downtown Ventura Organization, a board member of the Ventura Music Festival, a member of CSUCI Dean's Advisory Council. Chrissy was born in Santa Barbara, and she and her husband, Tim, have lived in the city of Ventura since 1985. She has two grown children and five grandchildren. In her leisure time, Chrissy enjoys sea kayaking, playing guitar and piano, bicycling, sculpting, painting, and traveling. She earned her BA degree magna cum laude in liberal studies with a concentration in art from Cal State University Channel Islands. She's been married 27 years and has children ages 18 to 24 years old. Welcome to the studio, Chrissy. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming in. Love to talk to you about everything that's going on in your life. And let's face it, there's some changes in your life right now. You're mounting a campaign for the Ventura Board of Supervisors in the 1st District. That's a seat that is currently held by Steve Bennett. So tell us, why are you running?
I'm running because as a resident of this area, I see the need at the county level to have representation that is responsive to our citizens here. And I feel like I've done a good job on the city council in terms of that responsiveness and representing people well, listening, paying attention to what they feel, need, they want, and trying to make sense of it at the city level. And the county level, I would be representing the same people, adding a few, adding Ojai, adding River Park, but representing the same interests, the same people, just at a different level.
All right, so you'd be dealing with it at a different level. Now, that's a seat, as I said, that's held by Steve Bennett right now. He actually was going to run for the U.S. Congress in the newly developed 26th District. He dropped out of that race. So in what ways did the dynamics of the race change when Steve Bennett dropped out of the congressional race and re-entered the race for Board of Supervisors?
Well, when he decided not to run for Board of Supervisors, that's sort of the time that opened up the field to other people to consider running for the supervisor. And then when he dropped out, of course, it did change things. I know there's several people that were considering running that decided not to run after he came back in. But I feel like it's a good time to have a really well-thought-out discussion about what people want from their supervisor, what services they want at the county level, how they can improve. And the best way to have that kind of conversation is when you do have a campaign with multiple points of view, with a good debate going on, bringing some of those issues to the forefront. So, yes, it's different when there's an incumbent, because that incumbent has the history there. Steve's been on the board for 12 years now. So, you know, he has experience in that realm. Other people running, like myself, have experiences in other realms that we can bring to the table as well.
All right, so it presents a little bit more of a balance to it, and I like that. If you were elected, what would you hope to accomplish in your first term on the Board of Supervisors?
In my first term, I would look at multiple issues. We, as a city, are the county seat. Ventura is the county seat. We have the history here. We have a lot of the services of the county right here in the western portion of the county, with the jail, with the county hospital, with the government center, the mental health services. We have all of that here, and it really is a huge impact to our city. Sometimes beneficial, sometimes not so, you know. So what I would do during my first term is take a look at the way all of those things impact our city, our businesses. We have a big homeless problem we need to deal with. We have areas in terms of animal regulation, libraries, SOAR, which is our agricultural policies. There's lots of issues surrounding government policy at the county level that I think need to be examined and discussed by the public in terms of what we want moving forward. So one of the first things I would do as a supervisor is sit down with stakeholders in various areas, maybe even create commissions or advisory groups that would advise me. For instance, the farmers, the agricultural landowners, a group of them to advise me or the entire Board of Supervisors on agricultural issues. How is SOAR working for them? You know, when we voted in SOAR, we wanted to protect the agricultural lands, which I still believe it is something that's valuable to do. But it's time to ask the question, how's that working for the farmers?
And what's your sense of that? Because you've been around as long as I have. That was mm-hmm. voted in almost 12 years ago, I think, when Steve Bennett first took his chair at the Board of Supervisor level. Mm-hmm. So what is your sense of that? Is it working? Is it not working? What do you hear from your constituents at the city level?
Different. There's always different stories. However, there are some concerns about the policies of the Board of Supervisors implementing SOAR as far as the viability of farming. We want to protect farmland. We want to protect the farmers. We want local agriculture. We want local food products. We have to make sure that the policies are balanced. And what I think I bring to any position is the balance, sort of the independent spirit of looking at all sides of the issue and trying to take sort of a moderate common sense approach to how to solve it. In the area of SOAR, like I said, I think we just need to take a close look at making SOAR work for the people that it's for, which is the farmers, to try and make sure that they can still farm and that the regulations aren't squeezing out the viability of some of what they're trying to do. And there's a lot of specific examples there, but it would be definitely something that I would want to talk to them about to make sure that we're getting lots of input about county policies.
My guest is Christy Weir. She's a candidate for the Ventura Board of Supervisors in District 1. So, Christy, you can't talk about a campaign or an election without discussing campaign financing, campaign mm-hmm. funding. How much money do you think or do you anticipate that it's going to take to win a seat on the Ventura County Board of Supervisors?
That is a really good question. I've always been able to campaign with a sort of moderate amount of money. I think you can spend money wisely in a campaign, just like you can spend money wisely as a government decision maker. But there's the campaign limit for a county supervisor is $186,000, which is way more than the city council limit, which is about $30,000. So there, because it is a bigger district, obviously, you're having to campaign to more citizens than just within your city boundaries. It does expand the amount of money that you will need. I honestly don't know how much I will need because there is, you know, having never done this before, I can kind of double the amount, triple maybe the amount that I've always spent for city council. Adding Ojai and adding River Park is not honestly adding that much population. So as far as sending out mailers, that sort of thing, it does add to the cost a little bit, but not, you know, not a whole lot.
Well, now, Steve Bennett, when he was campaigning for the U.S. House of Representatives, had already raised $241,000 before he dropped out of the race. Mm-hmm. Presumably, that same money would go to him, and he would max out at $186,000, which is the financial cap on that. Do you think it will take an equal amount of money to defeat an incumbent with that much money?
No. First of all, he can't use that same money.
He can't use dollar for dollar.
Yeah, but you cannot transfer money from one campaign to another campaign. So he had to give all that money back. And he had to give all the money back from his congressional race to the donors. He has, from what I understand, raised money for his supervisor race in previous years, because you can raise money 8 years ago, 4 years ago, and keep it in your campaign account and spend that. So he is starting with a way bigger pot of money than any of the other candidates here. However, I don't think my position is that big money campaigns do not ensure good government.
Oh, I would completely agree with that.
And there should not be the sort of the equation of the bigger the amount of money spent on the campaign, the higher probability they have will win. That's partially true, but it doesn't have to be true. There are ways to campaign, ways to get your word out there that aren't necessarily expensive.
And what are some of those ways that you'll be pursuing?
Meeting people. You can walk neighborhoods. You can talk to people individually. That does not cost money. There is social networking, you know, Facebook and the internet that costs very little money. The traditional way of campaigning when you spend a lot of money is mostly mailers. You know, the mailers are the most expensive item because you have to pay for the printing and the postage and the addresses and all that. And now there are alternative ways other than just physical paper mail. You know, with the internet, it does sort of expand the horizons. And with the ability to spend time meeting people, walking neighborhoods, and talking one-on-one, that's a great way to campaign and a great way to get to know also the issues on people's minds. To me, walking door-to-door or meeting people individually is extremely helpful.
My guest is Christy. We are currently serving on the Ventura City Council and a candidate for the Ventura Board of Supervisors. So, Christy, you know, in the city of Ventura, is the city in good enough condition for you to be able to leave it and go on to the Board of Supervisors? Are you leaving it in a good state?
Yes, it is in a good state. The fact that our economy has gone downhill, but we have been able to maintain services is a huge, huge accomplishment. Our city council has been fairly responsible with money. I would have liked to had different contracts with our unions. I have voted no on several of our contracts lately because I believe we could have saved some money there that we will probably be needing in the future in order to not cut services. But on the whole, we have done a good job. That's one of my concerns at the county level is the pension issue. I think they've done a good job at the lower level for the lower level employees as far as not overspending on pensions. But when you look at the overall growth in the expenditure at the county level, in 2002, $81 million was spent on retiree benefits. For the retirees. The retirees were paid $81 million in 2002.
Okay.
In 2011, that amount was $180 million. That's $100 million more over 9 years. That's not sustainable. You cannot keep going doubling. You know, that's more than doubling every 5-6 years. That is not sustainable. We have to make sure that the county kind of gets that in check. And most of that money, as we're hearing about in the newspapers, in terms of pension spiking and so forth, this happened at the upper level.
All right. My guest is Christy Weir. So, Christy, if you are elected and you move on to the Board of Supervisors, what does your leaving the City Council do to the balance of power on the Ventura City Council?
That depends on who would replace me. The city charter says that the city council can, when a city council member leaves for whatever reason, the city council can appoint, but they have to agree on who they appoint. They can also choose to put that up for an election, so the voters could decide who would replace me.
I see. Is there any precedence for taking the person in the last election who got the next highest vote total and moving that person into the council?
That could be done, but it's totally up to the city council. You know, the city council members can decide, is that the person, that highest vote getter there, the second, or, you know, the next one down, is that the right person for now? If they agree, they could do that. What we're seeing in Thousand Oaks is the citizens of Thousand Oaks are having a little bit of problem with that appointment idea and would rather vote. So, it would be totally up to the council whether to put it on the ballot or not.
That's great. My guest has been Christy Weir, candidate for the Ventura Board of Supervisors. Christy, if people want to learn more about you, learn more about your campaign, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
ChristyWeir.com is my website. I'm also at Facebook. I have a Facebook page for my campaign, Christy Weir for Supervisor.
And for those of us that were bad at spelling in school, how do you spell Christy Weir?
ChristyWeir.
That is great. Christy, thank you so much for coming in and being a guest here on the show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you. My pleasure.